Blog Talk Radio.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artist, daily lighting room, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, we have on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight, Mr. Kevin Beyond Singer Spencer. Kevin Beyond Spencer is a talented songwriter. How are you doing this afternoon, Mr. Spencer?
I'm doing fine, Miss Butler. And I still am. You said was.
Okay. Is a still talented songwriter.
Yes, it does diminish, it increases, you know, with experience and time.
Okay. All right.
All gifts. We get better.
You get better at it.
But,
okay.
That's right. That's life for us. It's all the experiences and things that you are blessed to be able to do well. You don't get worse as you get older. Now, you might be a little slower, but definitely, you know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. And you have a very great career. Did you believe your talent would take you this far and your gift? Your career,
yes,
and your career gift?
I believed it, but it wasn't revealed until, you know, the manifestation is one thing. But you do have to believe. You do have to believe, or else you won't put yourself out there in a position or something that if you're not sure, then that means you're not ready within yourself. But when you've prepared yourself, you're very sure that, okay, I'll be able to do whatever it is that's put before me. I've prepared myself. Nobody's going to bring anything to me that I haven't seen, or I'm not, you know, like, oh, I never thought of this would be the task. But, you know, you prepare yourself. Well prepared is a good part of anybody, just whatever they're doing, you know, outside of music and in life. It's if you're well prepared, you know, you have a measure of confidence. You don't know everything, but you have a measure of confidence that you'll be able to do your best.
All right. Yes, that's good. that's well spoken and it's truthful. How long have you been a song? How long have you been in the songwriting business?
Okay. Well, as far as business, which business equates to me professional?
Yes, sir.
Since 1978. Man, that sounds like a long time ago now.
No, it's not.
We're 2013 now, 1978.
Yes, sir. Well, you're very talented and gifted. I mean, you know that, of course, because you told me earlier that it was a gift from God, so
that's
you give
right.
God all credit and glory.
That's right. You're right. You're exactly right.
All right. Do you write songs that accommodate the artists, or do you write songs if they come to you?
It's a mix of that, just what you said. You can, well, when you're writing, you may have someone in mind and a particular style for that artist, you know, because you want to tailor make it, just like the tailor does with the suits, shirts, dresses, whatever. And so you're thinking about them, but you're working under the inspiration of what's being given to you, you know, coming through you, and you want to try to capture that so that you can present what your idea is, or, you know, you'll have your song totally mapped out, all the lyrics, how the music goes, and then the person, you know, however it hits them, at that point they'll let you know, oh, I love that, or could you change this if there's an issue with some lyrics or something, or maybe even a melody, they'll let you know, and those are things that you can change, you know, to suit them. And then once they hear it in that particular manner, they'll say, yes, that's what I want. You know, so that's like a just alterations, slight alterations. But the song itself, you know, you need to put it as near to the artist that you intended for, and be open. You know, if they want changes, try to meet that request as best you can. You know, because each song is a stepping stone. You don't hold on to the things that you're given as a blessing to you, so that you can live. The other person, they have what they need. It's a supply and demand. Artists need great songs. And, you know, you try to make it so that they can feel it, you know, something that they want to sing now.
Okay. I was on IMDb, which for those of you who may be listening don't know what that is. IMDb is the Internet Movie Database. And okay. I saw under your name, it might have been over 100 different songs.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of.
I saw 88 at first, and then I saw other descriptions of things. You've had a lot of success, and I know you'll continue to have success, but it's amazing what's on the Internet Movie Database and the people you have worked with, the songs you wrote. I've listened to those songs and everything for years, and it never occurred to me, especially when I was younger, to think about the writer. And
exactly.
It's just amazing that those beautiful lyrics are from you.
Oh, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
One thing about that is, you know, with the way that I look at, like, the art form of black music as we know it today, and then as it started out in the late 50s and the early 60s, because we have to note that until Motown came along, there was no machine that was cranking out black music in that manner. You know, there were black artists, of course, and they did great work. And everybody before you, you know, is you're standing on their shoulders. You know, each artist and writer before, when they do their work in their time, and then they impress upon you. You know, you get something from what they've done, and it may inspire you or influence you in finding your own style. So by the time that we get into the 60s and the 70s, I mean, all those artists before, when I was going to elementary school, junior high school, all those writers made an impression on me.
Okay.
And I would look at the back of the album covers, you know, to see what the names were, even though there's no face for a writer, unless it's written by a popular artist, and then you can see if it was like Stevie Wonder wrote on something, and so on and so on. So the names that you recognize because they're artists and they're out front also, you know, you don't know what a writer would look like. As a matter of fact, one of the things about being a writer is that you are faceless pretty much, but people embrace and love your music, and you could be anywhere because you have your life, your regular life. You know, like I have relatives in Chicago, and I'm in just a short story. I went to see my brother in Chicago and my cousins and my aunts and stuff. But my brother wanted to go to a skating rink that was real popular there that played R&B heavy. You know, that was their rotation for the skating part. And so while I was there putting on skates, which I'm not a great skater, but I'm putting on skates to try to get up the courage to go on out there and see if I can roll around in a circle. one of my songs came on at that time. It was Emergency by the Whispers. And it was the number one hit on the R&B charts. And when it came on, there was a young lady that was there at her locker and putting. She said, "Oh, that's my song. I gotta go." You know, because we had spoken, you know, cordially, politely. "Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, how are you, brother?" And so, when the song comes on, what are the chances of you being somewhere and somebody says, "I love this song. That's my jam. I got to go skate this." And I said,
"Oh, wow."
"Well, it just so happens that I wrote that." Man, what did I say that for? She said, looked at me. She was very nice and, you know, sweet disposition. She looked at me and everything changed. Her face, she looked at me with, you know, like, "Oh, no." She said, "You know what? You seemed like a cool brother. But you know what? If you want to talk to me, you didn't have to lie and try to make, like, wrote this song to impress me." You know what I'm saying? I'm really tired. You know, people always got to come with something. "You know, brother, I'm cool on you." And I was going, "But it's the truth." You know, you can say that all day long. You know, people aren't expecting to meet songwriters, and they don't have a face. And so how would they be able to tell who you are? You know, so I stopped even telling people. You know, I driving down the street, one of our main strips in Los Angeles is Crenshaw Boulevard. It's been featured in movies. That street name is pretty well known. And I might be driving down Crenshaw Boulevard, and somebody will pull up next to me, and they're blasting something that I wrote.
Oh, my goodness.
And grooving to it, and maybe we're, you know, right even with each other, where I can look over and they can see me, and I'll motion to them like, "Yeah." And then, they, you know, they're like, they're jamming like, "Yeah, that's bad, huh?" And then should I say, "Hey, and yeah, brother, guess what? I wrote that song that you blasted right there." It's like, ain't nobody going for that.
Okay, they don't believe you.
Yeah, okay. So as a songwriter, you know, I came to accept it. We don't have a fate. And people will find it hard to believe that out of all the people that they may happen to encounter, and if they, you know, your paths cross, that if you said, and it's the truth, that that's your song, what are the odds of that? It's unbelievable, and they don't believe it.
I mean,
and you've done nothing for yourself right then. Right. you tell nothing for yourself at that point, so just keep it to yourself.
Yes. I know some of the artists that you have worked with, I was reading your internet movie database, reading your Googling you and finding out all the information I could for this interview, and I saw Miss Angie Stone's name.
Right.
Shella
right.
Moore. I don't know if I pronounced Lucci. Lucchini.
Oh, Lucchini.
Yes.
Is it Lucchini? AKA it's Camp Lo, AKA Lucchini, AKA Camp Lo.
Yes.
They did This Is It, and that was a top 10 rap tune. But they used a song, some music that I wrote that was done on Dynasty, which is the group that I came out of, led by Leon Silk.
That's your group.
And here, you know, I would have never imagined that a rap artist would take that song on and embrace it. And they complimented it because even if we were able to play that right now, they did a great job. They did a great job. It blows real nice, and the music and their rap lyrics went together very well. You know, I always admired them. I've never met them, but if I ever have the opportunity, I would love to let them know that I was impressed with their work. You know.
All right. Okay. These are just a few people you have worked with, but I'm gonna name some of them. Blake. Featuring NSYNC, The Whispers,
yes.
Kerry Lucas, The Silvers, 900 Degrees, and you also sing with the group Dynasty,
exactly.
I believe. Okay?
That's correct.
Do you write the songs for the group? Write
yes. As a matter of fact, that's how I got into the business was I was a songwriter, you know, young man with a lot of ideas and like music, expressing myself or for that point in my life, experiences, how I interpreted it into lyrics and then the music, you know, because lyrics is one thing. When you put music and lyrics together, you have a marriage.
So you do your own music? You do the music too?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm a musician. I play keyboards, bass guitar, drums. So I can do most things by myself. You know, I can hear, you know, I'm gifted to be able to hear all of the parts. For instance, sometimes there are other people who have it too. You'll listen to music that you like and you can hear, man, this could go like this. There are people, they don't even know that that's a gift. You know, when you can hear something that could be added inside of a piece that you enjoy and you can make up another part to it, that's the part of them that is a creative writer, you know. And that part could be in there. If they knew the producer and were there when it was recorded, maybe that would be included in the composition. But that's what that takes, is that you're triggered. You know, your gift is triggered. You know, you're exposed to certain things. You get ideas, and they may work very well with an already established piece. And that's what a lot of the rappers do. You know, when they go back and grab oldies, it's touching them in some manner where they may rewrite the lyrics and do it over as they do. But it inspires them to create something and bring it fresh and new. It's like it's fresh and new, but it may have existed for 10 years or more.
Okay. All right. You've explained a little bit or a lot about how you get the lyrics and music for the songs you write. It's a lot of it from life experience and what you're experiencing through life or what you're currently experiencing. Am I right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you take the thing because those are the things that all of us have in common as people. Is that we all share the same emotions, you know, in the time and at the time that we do. And so, a songwriter interpreting those feelings into words and music, that's the part that's a gift because music has power.
Yes.
And I want to say that people have to be conscious, or at least, you know, just aware of what you listen to, that music is such a powerful divine gift. Until music can affect you in a positive way, or it can bring you down. You know,
okay.
You can have a positive message, even things like chords, you know, what everybody's, oh, I like the way that felt right there. And it's a chord. Chords are, there's happy chords and there's sad chords, which where we get our blues thing from. But those things affect the spirit of the listener. And it can either inspire you, lift you up, take you from out of a blue mood to a happy mood. Or if you're blue and you identify with the blues, you know, it comforts you in some way or another.
Right. I know that you have received 2 ASCAP awards. Are there any other awards that you have that you won, or maybe the artists is who sing?
Numerous gold records, especially during the era of Solar Records, where we had the Whispers, Shalimar. As a matter of fact, Leon Silvers III, who produced enlarged most of the most successful material on with the Whispers and Shalimar.
Okay.
He took me from out of being the bass player, that was the sideman position. While I was touring with the Silvers, Mr. Silvers, Leon, was preparing himself to go to Solar Records and be the producer, the exclusive producer for that record company. And so he took me from the Silvers band, and I didn't know that I had been snatched out. That was my bread and butter.
You didn't know, okay.
Yeah, and so once that he left the group, Leon Silvers was actually separated from his family, but it was time to, you know, he had a destiny that was already mapped out that he was to fulfill. And so when he left, he said, hey, I'm taking the bass player with me. Well, that wasn't said to me personally. I thought I still had a job playing baseball.
Oh, okay.
And they went on a tour to, like, New Zealand and someplace else because I was looking forward to those trips.
Yeah,
that's
the
perk of being a road musician, is that you get to go places that most likely you would never pay a fare to go to yourself and just go see these different countries and stuff. But when you're doing the job of entertaining people wherever the people want you, and you go there to entertain them, you end up having the opportunity to see some beautiful places and different cultures, and they love your music, and so you're embraced, and it's a great experience.
Yeah.
So I thought I would still have time in with the Silvers and didn't know that, it's over, but you're fixing to become one of the top 100 songwriters in the country.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So
there's a lot of songwriters in the
revealed.
So you are, really, I consider you the best, the best,
thank you.
But that's just, you know, I'm sure a lot of other people agree. Could you name some of the songs that you wrote, just a few, of them? I know it's over 100 probably, but...
Yeah. Well, some of the ones that are easily recognized by title would be the first song that I had that was published and released was on Shalimar. It's a song called Take That to the Bank.
Oh, yes. I remember that song. Yes.
See there? Now, that's what I'm talking about. And I did that while I was in college. I was going to City College here in Los Angeles City College, and they had a strong music program. That's why I went there. That was after I had done some time in with the Silvers family, and Leon left to go to Solar, and that was his first assignment, was to come up with a hit single on Shalimar. Because they had already had one release, which was called the Uptown Festival. Some people, they may remember. where they were doing like a Motown medley. And that went over mediocre. So that didn't establish Solar. Solar needed a breakout hit. And Leon called me and said, yeah, I'm doing a, I need to do a record on Shalimar. You know, we need to come up with a single. Could you come over? And I rolled my, I actually had a 10-speed that I had bought that was like fresh. I rolled the 10-speed from my home, which was like maybe 30 streets away from where Leon was staying. I rolled the 10-speed over there, and then he just started up. He said, told me what the task was, and we started playing together, and what it was he and I have a chemistry. You know, his wisdom about how to make music from all those years before, because he was a veteran when I met him and worked with him. He was already well-experienced and had had, you know, hits with his family, Misdemeanor on his brother Foster and stuff, and other songs, too. I Wish That I Could Talk to You, Baby. I Wish That I Could Talk to You, Baby.
All right. All right.
So he was already established as a songwriter with a potential threat for greatness. And so by the time he got a hold of me, I was right at the right age where impressionable. And I wanted to learn how to do what he was already doing. And, you know, you and I have personally talked about whenever somebody wants to do something on a certain level, you
must,
and I say that to your listeners, anytime that you have a goal and you're looking at somebody that you go, I'd like to do like them, you have to seek out people that are doing what the desire is within you that you want to accomplish.
You tell me that.
Yes, that you go and just hang. I mean, no, they don't know you. You're a stranger, which really gets you noticed because you're like, they don't be around you. And you keep showing up. Go around people who are doing what you want to do on the level that you would like to do it on. And that's how you are able to graduate, you know, and learn from them and be taken to the next level of what your gift is.
We're going to have to take a short break and give your throat and mouth a break, because I know you're probably tired of talking, but I'm going to play some commercials. And listeners, we're going to come back to Mr. Kevin Beyond Spencer.
All right.
Thank you.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes the event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Exquisite Barber Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barber Services.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest tonight is Mr. Kevin Beyond Spencer, and we're going to go back into the interview.
Okay.
Hi, I'm back.
Yes. It was interesting to me. It's like, you say my full name now for the longest. I'm like, what is Beyond, you know, my middle name? But it's nice to hear it. Yeah.
Okay, it's nice to hear I say your whole name. Well, a lot of people may not know you under that name. Is there another name you go by?
No. What?
No.
KB.
Okay.
Kevin B.
All right.
But,
yeah.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a favorite song out of all the songs that you wrote, or do you just like them all?
Well, there's something that I like about them all, but if I had to say a favorite, there's just a few that would be in that run, and I think the one that I like the most, because of the fact that I've seen it performed live, and I see how the people enjoy it so much when the Whispers do it, and that is Keep On Loving Me. They get up, the people get up, and they give it love and give it up and party, and they have a good time, and the Whispers open their show with that comes early on in their show. They actually open their show with a song that I did on them called This Kind of Loving. This kind of loving, I only get from you.
Too. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so they start their show when they're going, ladies and gentlemen, the Whispers, and you hear that music, ding, 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 and they're singing that, and then they break into, doo, doo, and it's the Whispers Keep On Loving.
Okay. So you've worked with Miss Angie Stone, and I love her music. I love her voice, too. She's very, very,
yes,
very gifted herself, just like you are. What was the song you wrote for Miss Angie Stone?
Actually, it was Adventures in the Land of Music. It's on the Dynasty album that's titled the same, and it was the title track. And she took the music from that song, from Adventures.
Oh.
It would be nice next time we do this. We'll have to have some of these things so that we can play them for the people so they can connect instantly.
Yes,
but that
yes.
was used for, she did it and did a wonderful job. Chaz did it. You know, she has a drive on it. I've seen it on YouTube, her live performance of it. And she does a beautiful job. But it's the same piece of music that some of the other rap artists, like Tina Walker, that's from out of the UK, she did it over too. So I've had like, that song's been covered like at least four times minimum. But she took it and did her own lyrics and stuff on it, and she did great. She did great. And just I like most of what I've seen other artists when they cover the use the music and do their own thing. They've all been very respectful of the material, and they've done, and they've added to it and brought something to the world stage, you know. But yes, then there's something that Gloria Estefan, she's used some of my music, she used Emergency and did something, because you see that, just like you mentioned, 900 Degrees.
Yes.
Now, Angela, I'm not sure which song that is. I mean, I've never heard 900 that mute. I've never heard what they did, but I see the names far as the credits are for the writers, and I can guess from that, because I know who I wrote with. But a lot of times, you know, when your music is being covered, you just, for us as writers, we receive like a notice, like a statement, and we'll only see the new name that it's been given, and then you'll see your name as a writer with who you know that you wrote it with the new contributors.
Okay.
So you're not really sure which song it is, especially if you wrote with those same writers, you know, on more than one occasion.
Okay.
But she's great. She's great. She was great with it. And the other one that I know that the first time that it was people that I've never met, appreciate them, and that song was awarded was when Black, the female trio, when they did the movie Bring It On. They took the Shalimar cut, I Don't Want to Be the Last to Know. I don't want to be the last, I don't want to be the last to know if you're going to leave.
Let me stop because I'm going to sing along and I cannot sing.
That's on the Friends LP. That's on the Friends LP when you have a chance. You know, you can listen to it.
Okay.
They took that and turned it into... Ooh, baby, bring it all to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, and that was
featured
in the motion
picture. I won't
sing, like
I said. That's one of my favorite songs, too.
See that?
It must be a huge compliment to you to have your music and your songs replay. I mean, it's a huge compliment to you.
Covered like that. Yeah, we call it covering. It is. It is, because you don't go and get something that people that they didn't embrace to do a new thing on it. And I guess that can happen too, but it is a huge compliment, and especially when it's a generation that's maybe 10 years removed from when I wrote it. You know, it's like it touched them too. Well, that's what we hope and pray for as songwriters. We want to do music that will be remembered. You know, if you're going to be a songwriter, you don't want to write a song this year and, you know, people hear it, and then 2 years later, some people are going, what?
What
song? Sing it again. They don't even, you know what I'm saying? Nobody remembers it. And, you know, you have to do almost perform the song, and they go, I think I heard that before.
Okay, but
you know, so you would want to do music that people remember. Yes. Yes.
So
okay,
you
I'm with you.
Songs that people remember.
It's
so
important.
You said some of your songs that you wrote went gold. I think that's amazing. You're very talented, but you already know that.
But you know, it was given to me, so I humbly appreciate, because it didn't have to be that way, and I didn't have to be the one, you know.
Okay.
I didn't have to be the vessel to bring that music manifested so that people, you know, all over the world could appreciate it and enjoy it, and they got encouragement or inspiration. Yeah, music can get you through a tough time, you know, people that are, when they're in school, in college, and, you know, I'm saying, it gets hard, and then they have something that they play every morning that gets them going, you know, let's get to class, you know, and I've been told that. You know,
let's
so
talk
that
about
song, I played it every morning. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Let's talk about your group, the group Dynasty. Now, do you sing with the group, or do you play music?
I did both, sweetie.
You do both? Oh,
I did both. I played and sung. And the thing I wanted to say about that, since you mentioned it, was the more things that you can do, you know, with the gifts you have, if you want to use everything that you're given to, you know what I'm saying, put you in a good position so that you'll be able to prosper and, you know, take care of yourself. So for me, the reason that I was included in the dynasty, which was Leon Silver's, that was his baby, his brainstorm, you know, and he was well established then. And for him to bring me in, I was honored, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going, wow, I'm with somebody that, when I was going to junior high school, I was listening to them.
Oh.
And, you know what I'm saying? And now here I am. He's pulled me in and he has me standing alongside of him, you know, and teaching me the things that I would need for me to excel and become an established songwriter. So that's what I wanted to say about that. But that's
okay.
How, when he got ready to do Dynasty, he brought me in and we continued to develop our songwriting style together, which ended up becoming a representative for the sound of Los Angeles. Because remember, everybody had a sound. Like on the East Coast, they had the East Coast sound. Down in Florida, they had their sound. The band, I can't remember his name. When they were not the ones that did Doing the Butt. It was another
one.
Okay. And even KC and the Sunshine Band came from down that way. And then, you know, and then in the South, through the belt, there was, you know, Frankie Beverly. I mean, you know, the groups down there, the Bar Carries, all of that.
Okay.
And up north, you know, there was, in Minneapolis, there was Prince. Then you had Chicago, the Shy Lights, you know, all those. In Texas, it was Archie Bell and the Drill.
Oh, okay.
You know, but remember, in Los Angeles, we weren't known for, you know, a particular sound. Detroit was Motown, but Los Angeles, major city, we didn't have a you know what I'm saying, a definition. So now when, you know, Solar Records came and Leon Silver's at the helm, and I was with him along with William Shelby. I have to mention these people. Stephen Shockley from Lakeside, the guitar player, a huge contributor. Ricky Smith, Wardell Potts, who's from Philadelphia, the drummer. When you hear And the Beat Goes On and all these different songs, Richard Randolph.
Okay.
These are guys that I grew up with, too. You know, I was able to bring them along with me. So Los Angeles had a sound at that point.
Okay. Are there any current songs that are being released, or is this confidential? Are there any new songs?
It's a bit confidential. It's a bit confidential. There are things and wonderful things that are waiting in the wings that we'll be able to talk about it later today. But, you know, like it says, I drink no wine before it's time, but I do drink it all the time.
Okay. All right. Always confidential. Okay. So you're also a person that enjoys the work and gets paid for it. I can tell by your voice without even having to ask the question. You enjoy your work.
Oh, yes.
The career. Yes.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, it's the contributing, the, you know, being a productive person that's contributing to the society that we're all living in here, that you have added something to that in your own way, you know,
yes.
Whether it be something that's noted by the nation or not, but you're contributing positive, you know, progress or something, or encouragement, you know, because we all have to keep going. And if I can do that with music, then that's my calling, you know. And I can do it in other ways, you know, everybody, you know, not just for people who do music and entertainment, actors and art. I mean, also for us in our everyday lives, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, we want to uplift each other.
And
so that's my way of sharing that with the world, because everybody...
Yes, the way of sharing that with the world. All right.
That's right.
Not trying to be rude or anything, but do you think there'll ever come a day when you decide, I'm not going to write anymore?
I don't think so, for the reason, what I'll tell you why. From a child, like when I was like 2, 3, 4 years old, I used to get on the piano because my mom, she plays piano, and she would play piano for me, and she sings beautifully. And so she was my first, I was her biggest fan, and I'm like 2 years old, and I'm going, Mommy, play that song. And she'd be like, which one? And then she'd play like 2 or 3 things. And I'd say, no, not that one. And I'm, you know, pouting. And then she played the one I liked, and I start dancing and jumping up and down. Oh. She stopped playing it because she said, you're cutting up too much. You know, you're getting out of hand, boy. But it would make me so happy. But even then, you know. And then she tells me that before I was born, that she would sit and play at the piano, and she would pray to God. She said, Father, anoint my child. Give him a gift. Give him, you know what I'm saying, thing. She wanted, she was asking for her unborn child to be blessed by God. And she said, and I sat and I played for hours, honey. You were in the womb, and I could feel you moving around on certain things. I guess you liked them, or if you didn't like them, or whatever it was. But she said, but I was playing and singing while you were, you know, in the womb. And so I say that's something that that you don't stop doing, because it's such a big part of, you know, who you are.
Yes.
You know.
I
would always, as long as I know who I am or what I'm doing, that would have to happen, because also you're not going to be a happy camper.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're
there are
not
a lot of people who don't like
what
that
you're fulfilling your purpose, if you're not fulfilling your purpose, you know, just like you're a communicator, a person in communication, you have that, obviously.
Yeah,
I do.
I do. I'm
yes, and so if you weren't able to do that, that wouldn't set well with your spirit. And
no.
So you wouldn't be the happiest camper for, you know, some, you know what I'm saying? You know, you may adjust, but you'd always be seeking that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It would be an unfulfillment that you wouldn't leave it, leave it like that without doing something to promote it.
Yes. Well,
so that's the answer.
I know that the advice you gave me was real good, and of course I'm going to take it, because, you know, I'm hoping one day to have my show picked up or something like that happen. I know I'm putting my business out there, but maybe one day it'll happen.
You're speaking from the heart, and guess what? I'm happy to have had the opportunity and the privilege to meet you and for you to interview me, because maybe in some small way I've been able to contribute to that, to you fulfilling your, and isn't that what life is about? I mean, you know what I'm saying? We add to each other. If that's the case, then I've done what I was supposed to do with you, and you've done for me, having me on your show. Okay?
Right.
We're important to each other.
Yes, sir. If you could change one thing, what would it be?
If I could change one thing,
one thing.
Means I was almost perfect. I'm kidding. One thing, because you know good and well, we'd like to change many things if we could. But then some things that we would change, maybe we wouldn't really need to change, because, you know what I'm saying, it's supposed to be that. I would say, I don't think necessarily that I would so much change anything, except I wish that I would have had the intuition to recognize and make different decisions.
Okay.
For myself.
Like,
that's the only thing.
That's
the only thing. If maybe if I had made different decisions, then I would have gotten, you know, of course, a different result. But then no regrets, because everything that's supposed to happen, you know what I'm saying, however it goes on, that's the way it should be. And we're still living and breathing and continuing on, and our story is not complete.
Okay.
You know, there's much for us to do, still work to do, and this, wherever you are, that goes for all of us. Everybody out there, your listeners, wherever you are right now, I mean, you know, it's not how you start off, it's how you end up.
Yes, that is true.
You know, and it ain't over until that last breath, and we ain't rushing to that. So we all are, all of us in the land of the living, you know, by the grace of God, we're here to do as much as he has for us to do, and we're not going to leave here until we've done it, because he definitely has a plan. We're not here by mistake. Anybody that, you know, feels like, I don't know if I should be here or not, or what's the purpose of me? Well, that's your job, is to find out your purpose and fulfill it as best you can by what you have come to understand about your life.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
That is
so that's
true.
Okay. I hope I didn't take you too much. No.
I enjoyed having you on the show. I've already asked this question, but I'm going to ask it again.
Okay.
Because I just got a little.
You
got to
know. You got to get the answer. I didn't answer the question.
No, somebody, a couple of people have hit me up, and they're asking who. What, the song? Have any of the songs that you wrote won Grammys? You already said they went gold, but they won.
You know what?
American music.
I haven't had that honor, but wait, you know the Grammys is an honor that's bestowed upon you by your peers, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. That's NARS. Other recording artists and writers, they're the ones who nominate each other. So you know. But that's a very political climate about the Grammys. But no, I haven't.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I did not know that.
That's why I'm sharing. I'm here to share and enlighten them about things that I've been exposed to for quite some time in music.
Okay.
Yep, that's how that occurs. Now, the American Music Awards was, that's your fans, your people who love you, love what you do. They bestow that honor upon me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
If you could talk to somebody right now, somebody that was a songwriter, which you are probably talking to somebody that's listening that's a songwriter, what would be one of the what would be something you tell them? I know we've covered a lot and you've talked a lot, and you know, I don't have hardly any more questions, but what would be one thing you would tell somebody that's just entering the songwriting career field or business?
It's for them to be true to themselves, be who they are and how things impact them, you know, because what you're doing as a songwriter, how many times has it been that a song came on and it said just what we wanted to say, but didn't, you know, we couldn't put it together in words and music together. And it said just how you feel, and do you know how good you feel when, man, I'm glad they wrote that song. That's just how I feel. That's me right there, what they're singing about, you know?
It's so that's
the way that that happens, and so it's because that person is keeping it all the way real. So for songwriters, keep it real. But also, you know, we don't air every, you know, there's all the aspects of life. But the negative stuff, we all know about it because we're all subjected to it. So you don't need to bring a lot of attention about how hard things were and how you suffered unless you're fixing to tell me at the end of that story that, and I got the victory. You understand?
Got victory. Okay.
But talking about all the, you know what I'm saying, the dirt and stuff that's in the street and, you know what I'm saying, the rappers. I mean, you know, it's a powerful medium, music. They can use it to build their people up instead of making it like, yeah, and this is what I do, and yeah, and I'm rolling the money, and the money don't matter, and I got it like this, and I'm making it rain. Okay, wait a minute. We come from a descendant of slaves. We struggled hard. Many have died.
Yes.
What are you doing? You must have forgot, or you never knew where you came from. Because
that's
not the message. That's not the message for us to send to our younger people that it's all about material. No, back then it was about, we were prevented from getting an education. It was illegal for us to learn how to read. And if they caught you doing it, you know, it was you know what I'm saying? The consequences were stiff. So look, now, to take it for granted, oh, I don't want to go to school, you know, hey, education ain't for everybody. Yes, it is, because, you know, it's for the edification of yourself. The more that you know, my people, they die because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
They suffer from that. So always seek knowledge.
That's in the Bible, too. I believe,
yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
It is in the Bible.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? It's important to know when you have a message and you're using music or poetry, you know, anything where you're communicating and conveying a message, to keep it on an encouragement. Because, you know, I mean, the world can beat you down.
Yes,
you
can.
You know, so we don't need to pass that on between us and then act like, yeah, and I'm hip and I'm fly and I'm cool and, you know, all that, you know, because, yeah, I'm in the dirt and I'm slinging dirt. Matter of fact, don't let me get wet. It's going to be some mud jumping off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
You would like
to clean it. Yeah, clear it up.
A hip-hop artist is... Sometimes they call hip hop artists, and sometimes they call rappers. You would like
still being defined
see them
in so many different
their people.
Yeah, you can tell that. Hey, I came from it. It was hard what I came through, but look, if I can do it, you know what I'm saying? Bring other people up with you, as opposed to, you know, letting it be like status quo, and this is the way it is, and I'm still like that. All that I could. Now you just got. I'm on the record and you can hear me, but I ain't really trying to take you nowhere. We're not on a journey. I'm not taking you where you haven't been. I'm leaving you right where you're at, as opposed to stimulating your mind to go, hey, and we can fly. You
okay.
know. So that's
you
what
put
I
put words together so beautifully, even when you're speaking. You are definitely
you.
A songwriter. You put those words together perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah.
Well, that's how the spirit moves on me. So, you know, I have a responsibility to myself and to my creator, you know, because I have to give it all to him. I wouldn't be able to say anything if he didn't give me the power or the ability to speak. You know, I could be shut up and can't talk and just be thinking this stuff. Well, if I could still move my hand, I better write it on paper and share it.
Yes, and you have definitely shared your songs with the world, and I look forward to hearing more of your songs and music, and
yes,
I wish you the best, and I really thank you for coming on Talk with Angela Butler. It's been a wonderful show, and I'm sure my listeners enjoyed hearing you too.
Yeah, and I appreciate you and the listeners. And hopefully I've been able to share something that, you know, lifts us up. I just want to be an encouragement. And I need to be encouraged. You know, so when I do things that the people love, you know, and I'm made aware of it, it gives me more encouragement to continue on and to keep giving a positive and a good feeling. You know, because I want to, you know.
There are so many songs that you have wrote. I've only got a minute and a half left in this show, but there are so many songs that you have wrote. I'm still looking in awe at all the songs.
And Make That Move, we didn't mention that.
Sir?
Chalamet, Make That Move. That was one. That would be the other one, because you did tell me which pick one and what would be your favorite. Keep on Loving Me, because it has a theme of, because that's what I need is for whatever I do. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But, you know, I love you and you love me. When you're unhappy with me, please bear with me and just keep on loving me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Make That Move is like, also another message, like, whatever you do, you know, you got to be able to recognize when there's a time to stand still and then there's a time to move. And so when it's time to move, you stood still long enough. So go ahead and make that move.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Spencer, for coming on the show. I look forward to having you back one day.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Anytime that you need me, let me know. You want me? Now, you ain't got to need me. Just want me, okay?
Okay. All right.
And I'll be on, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Much love. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Yes, sir. Listeners, you've been listening to Mr. Kevin Beyond Spencer on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope you enjoy the show, and I've got the end of the show. Good night, everyone.